गोपी जन वल्लभ केवराय यशोदनन्दन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदनन्दन ब्रज जन रंजन जमुना तीरा वनशाई Jamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabihari Gopi jana vallabha girvarai Gopi jana vallabha girvarai Yashoda na 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 Braja jana ranjana Yashoda na 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 Braja jana ranjana Jamuna tira vanachari Samunatira vanachari Jaya Rukmini Dwarkadish Rukmini Dwarkadish Rukmini Dwarkadish Rukmini Dwarkadish Jaya Jagannath, Jaya Jagannath, Jaya Baladeva, Jaya Subhadra. Jaya Gauranithai, 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 Jaya Gauranithai. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Prabhupada. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Srila Prabhupada. Go Premanandi Hayaibo Jayom Vishnupad Paramahamsa Padabrajik Acharya Asatarasa Sri Srimad ISKCON BBT Founder Acharya Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj Prabhupada Ki Jai Nitya Lila Pravishta Om Vishnupad Divine Grace Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada Ki Jai Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jai Nama Acharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai Premsika Hosh Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Dittananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasati Gaur Bhakti Vrinda Ki Jai Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopana Shamakunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Kijai Shri Braja Vumanamanam Kijai Shri Navadip Mayapur Dham Kijai Shri Nachal Jagannath Puri Dham Kijai Ganga Mayi Kijai Jamuna Mayi Kijai Bhakti Devi Kijai Shri Tulsi Maharani Kijai Most Beautiful Lordship Shri Shri Rukmini Dwarkadish Kijai Shri Shri Rukmini Dwarkanath Kijai Shri Shri Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Kijai Shri Shri Gornitai Kijai Samabeta Bhaktarida Kijai Going back to home, back to Godhead, ki jai. ISKCON, Los Angeles, yatra ki jai. Brihad Madanga Transcendental Book Distribution, ki jai. International Food for Life Transcendental Prasadam Distribution, ki jai. Shri Harinam Sankirtan, ki jai. Nitai Gaur Premanandi, Hari Hari Bo. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Shri Shri Guru and Gauranga Glory Srila Prabhupada. Narayanam Namaskritya Naram Chaiva Narottamam Deving Sarasatim Yasam Tato Jaya Madhiriyat. Before reciting the Srimad Bhagavatam, which is our very means of conquest, let us offer respectful obeisances unto the personality of God and Lord Narayan, unto Narayan Rishi, the supermost human being, unto Mother Sarasvati, the goddess of learning, unto Srila Vyasa, the name of the author, and unto Srila Prabhupada, who is the translator, commentator, and our spiritual master. Nashta Prayeshu Badreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttama Shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki. By regularly attending the Srimad Bhagavatam class and by rendering service to the pure devotee, all that is troublesome to the heart is almost completely destroyed, and loving devotional service unto the personality of God at whose worship with transcendental songs becomes established as an irrevocable fact. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So we're continuing our reading from the third canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam. Let me just find a chapter. Two. I'm on the wrong place here. Third canto, chapter 2, Remembrance of Lord Krishna. And today's text should be 24. Right? Manye Suran Bhagavatans Trayadishe Sangrampa Margabhini Vishta Chittan Ye Sangyuge Chakshata Tarksha Putram Angse Sunabhayudham Apatantam Manye Suran Bhagavatang Shadhishe Sangramba Margabhini Vishya Chittan Ye Sangyuge Chakshata Tarksha Putram Angse Sunabhayudam Apatantam Manye Suran Bhagavatang Shadhishe Sangram Bhamharga Binibhishya Chittan Ye Sangyuge Chakshata Tarksha Putram Angse Sunabhayudam Apatantam Manye Suran Bhagavatang Sridhishe Sangram Bhamarga Binibhishya Chittan Ye Sangyuge Chakshata Tarksha Putram Angse Sunabhayudam Apatantam. Please chant. Thank you. Vaishnavis. Manye Suran Bhagavatam Sridhishe Sangramba Marga Benibhishya Chittan Disangyage Chakshata Tarkshya Putram Angse Sunabhayudam Apatantam. So, synonyms, manye, I think, asuran, the demons, bhagavatan, great devotees, different from bhagavatam, which is the book, triadishe, unto the Lord of the threes, sangrampa, enmity, marga, by the way of, Abhinivishchachittan, absorbed in thought. Yay, those. Sangyage, in the fight. Achakshata, could see. Tarkshaputram, Garuda, the carrier of the Lord. Angse, on the shoulder. Sunabha, the wheel. Ayudham, one who carries the weapon. Apatantam, coming forward. Srila Prabhupada's translation for this verse. I consider the demons who are inimical toward the Lord to be more than the devotees because while fighting with the Lord, absorbed in thoughts of enmity, they are able to see the Lord carried on the shoulder of Garuda, the son of Tarkshya, Kashyapa, and carrying the wheel weapon in his hand. Please repeat. I consider the demons who are inimical toward the Lord to be more than the devotees. Because while fighting with the Lord, absorbed in thoughts of enmity, they are able to see the Lord carried on the shoulder of Garuda, the son of Tarkshya, Kashyapa, and carrying the wheel weapon in his hand. Srila Prabhupada's purport. The asuras who fought against the Lord face to face got salvation due to their being killed by the Lord. This salvation of the demons is not due to their being devotees of the Lord. It is because of the Lord's causeless mercy. Anyone who is slightly in touch with the Lord, somehow or other, is greatly benefited, even to the point of salvation, due to the excellence of the Lord. He is so kind that he awards salvation even to his enemies because they come into contact with him and are indirectly absorbed in him by their inimical thoughts. Actually, the demons can never be equal to the pure devotees, but Uddhava was thinking in that way because of his feelings of separation. He was thinking that at the last stage of his life, he might not be able to see the Lord face to face as did the demons. The fact is that the devotees who are always engaged in the devotional service of the Lord in transcendental love are rewarded many hundreds and thousands of times more than the demons by being elevated to the spiritual planets where they remain with the Lord in eternal, blissful existence. The demons and impersonalists are awarded the facility of merging in the Brahmajyoti, effulgence of the Lord, whereas the devotees are admitted into the spiritual planets. For comparison, one can just imagine the difference between floating in space and residing in one of the planets in the sky. The pleasure of the living entities on the planets is greater than that of those who have no body and who merge with the molecules of the sun's rays. The impersonalists, therefore, are no more favored than the enemies of the Lord. Rather, they are both on the same level of spiritual salvation. Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasaya Bhutale Shrimati Bhaktivedanta Swami Nityananda. Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pacharani Nivrishesha Shunyavade Paschachade Sharni Om Agyana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bishdang Shtapitang Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeyaham Shri Guru Shri Yutapadakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishyavangsha Shri Rupam Sagajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvatam Tang Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vatangsha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dhina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namosate Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishwanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kopatrubya Shakripa Sandhubya Evacha Patitanang Pavane Pyo Vaisnava Pyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shadvaita Gadadhara Shivasari Gorbhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. So as I've said many times over the years, the abode of the Lord, Goloka Vrindavan, topmost planet in the spiritual sky, is the most highly prized and priced real estate in creation. You can't force your way in. Just like yesterday, somebody tried to force their way in to get darshan of the Lord. Naked. Some naked person was trying to force their way through the door. Fortunately, the devotee saw him in time, and Mother Amrita Gopi was by herself holding the door trying to stop this person from coming in. You can't force the darshan of the Lord. So every day we should feel so fortunate that we have this darshan without having to pay millions of dollars. You can't pay millions of dollars to extend your life by one moment or to get the darshan of the Lord. One cannot buy. That's not going to be bought. And you can't force your way in. You can't bribe Jayan Vijay to let you into Vaikuntha. It's not possible. So here, Uddhava is engaged in the third anksha of the nine limbs of bhakti, which is Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam. Smaranam, he's remembering his personal encounters with the Lord and also the encounters that he's heard of others. He wasn't personally present when Krishna killed Putana, but he heard about it, so he's remembering. So we can take that to heart, that it's not that we have to be directly involved in something or to hear directly from a person. Many of you here never heard directly from Prabhupada, but fortunately you have recordings. But if you hear from somebody who heard from Prabhupada, then it's just as good. Just as hearing from somebody who heard from Krishna, like Arjuna, it's the same. Prabhupada said many over-intelligent persons, especially in India, they say, well, Krishna says surrender to him, so when he comes and tells me personally, no, he doesn't have to come and tell you personally. You surrender based on what you've heard from Krishna's representative. Krishna's representative says, Krishna said surrender. Prabhupada said all the time, I've come to tell you to surrender to Krishna, not to surrender to me, so surrender to Krishna. See, that's what pure devotees do. They don't demand surrender to themselves. They request on Krishna's behalf that you surrender to him. So it's not that Krishna has to come and give direct instructions or direct. No. If you're fortunate enough to be plugged into the right source, you will get the same benefit as hearing directly from Krishna. Just as the example Prabhupada uses all the time, electricity. If you're plugged into an outlet that is connected to the powerhouse, then you're going to get the power. If you just make a hole in the wall and stick your iPad to charge, it's not going to happen. You have to be plugged in, first of all, to a bona fide outlet, and that outlet has to be connected to the powerhouse. So the pure devotees are such outlets. They're directly connected to the Lord. Therefore, whatever they say is bona fide, and if we follow their instructions, then we get the result. The result for Uddhava is that he's in ecstasy. Is that something rare or unusual? No. Pure devotees are always in ecstasy. Those of us who chant the Gayatri Mantra, we know we're meditating on the spiritual master who's always in blissful Krishna consciousness. That's the statement. That line when you're meditating on your spiritual master, chanting the Gayatri Mantra, first of all, to Guru, meditating on my spiritual master who's always in blissful Krishna consciousness. So this ecstatic situation of Uddhava or of any devotee is not something uncommon. It's the norm. And it's supposed to be the norm for all of us. And that's why we're not happy in this material world. Because we want to be always in blissful Krishna consciousness. and we're not. So we're always looking for that situation, that personality that will put me in blissful Krishna consciousness. So for us, the path to blissful Krishna consciousness has been made very easy. Chant Hare Krishna. Chant sincere, serious japa. And go out and chant in the streets for the benefit of others. And we see, last night we were on the pier. And the devotees were ecstatic, just chanting Hare Krishna. And people can see that. It's not that we're high on drugs or, you know, we're trying to get them over to sell something weird. No, they can see. The devotees are happy just chanting Hare Krishna. Some happier than others. Some were jumping very high, jumping over each other. But it attracts people. You know, I personally, you know, from my own experience in the early days, kind of keep it a little more controlled. But, you know, devotees have to be themselves. And you have to come to that conclusion on your own. So, but there was one lady who came over. She was dancing and somebody gave her one of the shakers. She was shaking and dancing for a long time. So finally, she was ready to leave and somebody gave her a book. And she came to me and said, "Is this a gift?" I said, "Of course, it's a gift. But we do have a donation box if you want to make a donation." So she was reeking of alcohol. I mean, just drunk as a skunk. But the mantra touched her and she was dancing like, for what, 10, 15 minutes, 20 minutes? She was just dancing and shaking and shaking. And her partner, some guy, was over there filming the whole thing. So that's the power of the chanting of Hare Krishna. Even a drunk as a skunk. So I asked her, I said, "Are you local? We can invite you to our temple." She said, "No, I'm visiting from Mexico." So this is how Krishna consciousness works. It's not that when you go out, you're necessarily going to attract devotees back to your temple. Quite often, you go out and somebody's attracted and they join somewhere else or visit some other temple somewhere else. But it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. As Prabhupada said, if I can make one person a pure devotee of Krishna, then my mission is complete. So you may not be able to make them immediately pure devotees, but if you can start, there are three types of gurus, as you know. Vartma Pradarshika is the first one. The person who shows someone the way to Krishna. So that's very important. If in your whole life you never initiate anybody, that doesn't mean you're not a guru. If you go out every day and initiate somebody into the chanting of Hare Krishna, then you're a guru. And that's what you do when you give somebody Srila Prabhupada's books. You're initiating them into the chanting of Hare Krishna. Because what does Prabhupada say in all his books? Chant Hare Krishna. Surrender to Krishna. Take Krishna prasadam. That instruction is there in all of Prabhupada's books. Whether it's Chaitanya Charitamrita or Bhagavatam or Bhagavad Gita. Same instruction is there. Prabhupada said, if you're fortunate enough to surrender immediately, chant purely, then you don't even need to read all these books. But the problem is we don't. We read the books 5 times, 10 times, and we still don't surrender. So we have to keep reading. I've said this before. There was one devotee who used to be here in this community. And I noticed this person was reading, you know, a lot of non-devotional books. I said, "Well, what are you doing?" "Oh, I read Bhagavatam 10 times. And I read Bhagavad Gita 3 times. So based on your activities, read it again. And again and again. There is no end to the ecstasy that one gets from reading Bhagavad Gita. Sometimes we think we're beyond Bhagavad Gita. I have to find some nectar. That wasn't Sanjaya's mood. You read the end of the Bhagavad Gita. He said, "Now that I remember this conversation, sacred conversation between Arjuna and Krishna, my hairs are standing on end." That means ecstasy. So if you're not ecstatic reading Bhagavad Gita, you're probably not going to find any ecstasy in any other book. It's not that, oh, Bhagavad Gita is ABC for beginners. Now I have to find some Rasa Shastra or something. No. If you're not ecstatic reading Bhagavad Gita, then you're not going to be ecstatic reading any Goswami literature. It's not going to happen. There's a qualification. There's a ladder that you have to climb. And as Prabhupada himself would say many times, don't jump over your guru. So similarly, don't jump over Bhagavad Gita. Even if you're reading, you know, so many esoteric books, works of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, but read Bhagavad Gita. Because the proof, again, that we've gotten the point is that you will be ecstatic when you read Bhagavad Gita. So today it's mentioned that Garuda is the son of Kashyapa. So Kashyapa is a very interesting personality. He's one of the Prajapatis, a son of Marici. And he married 13 daughters of Daksha. So Garuda's mother's name is Vinata. And I always, for some reason, thought that Vinata was one of those 13 daughters, but she's not. In the first canto, chapter 9, where the departure of Bhishmadeva is discussed, all the personalities, or many of them who came to see his departure, they are there's something about them, some synopsis of who they are. And so there's a synopsis there about Kashyapa. And it's mentioned that he married the 13 daughters of Daksha, and the names of all 13 are there, and Binata is not one of them. So I was a little surprised, because all along I was thinking that Binata was one of those 13 daughters. But no, he married more than just those 13 daughters of Daksha. Obviously he had other wives. And through Binata, he gave birth to the birds. Just see, Binata is a female demigoddess, and Kashyapa is a Prajapati male, but they gave birth to birds, the chief of whom is Garuda. So another name for Garuda is Vainateya. In today's verse, he's called Tarkshyaputra. Not Takshaka, not to be mistaken with Takshaka, the snake who bit Parikshit at the end. This is Tarkshyaputra. Tarksha is another name of Prajapati, Kashyapa. So he has many names, obviously. And as we would say all the time, so many of us, we have so many different names. Why can't God have unlimited names? Because many people insist that God has no name. No, he has unlimited names based on his relationship and interaction with his devotees. So because Garuda took birth from Kashyapa, who is known as Tarksha, he's called Tarkshaputra, and his mother's name is Binata, so he's known as Vainateya. Now, an interesting thing about Garuda, it's mentioned in that synopsis, is that Garuda is given license to eat elephants and tortoises. He has a license to eat elephants and tortoises. That's mentioned. So one may wonder, first of all, he's a carrier of Lord Vishnu. So does he have a material body or a spiritual body? Yes. You can't be the carrier of Lord Vishnu going all over the universe. You could. I shouldn't say can't, because there's no impossible. The Lord can make any arrangement he wants. So if Garuda has a spiritual body, why is he eating elephants? Do we ever hear that? Yes. He has a license to eat elephants and tortoises. And we know he went to Yamuna and he was eating big fish from the lake in the Yamuna. That's why he was cursed by Sobhara Muni. We never hear that Narada Muni, while he's traveling all over the universe, is eating elephants or snakes or anything. But Garuda, he's a special character. He's given a license to eat elephants, tortoises, and snakes. We know he eats snakes. That's why they were so afraid of him. Very special character. So it's not so easy to understand the leelas that are mentioned in the Bhagavatam. Because again, one may make assumptions that are not correct. That if somebody has a spiritual body, they won't eat. Why would you want to eat some nasty elephant? Elephants, you know, they eat, they're herbivores, but still they have nasty internal organs. And why would you want to do that? Not so easy. So we just have to accept. Can't rely on your intellect. And that's why it's said that if you're not a devotee of the Lord, you can't have any good qualities. Why? Harava bhaktasya kuto mahatina manovartain asato dyavato bahi. You're riding on the mental platform, which changes constantly. We know, every one of us has experienced. The same mind that tells you to eat 6 gulab jamuns will chastise you. Why did you eat 6 gulab jamuns? See, so the mind is flickering this way, that way, pushing you to do something and then chastising you for doing it, pushing it, pushing it. Always looking around for it. So the beginning of surrender to Krishna is to be allowed, to be trained, to control your mind. Allow your spiritual master, because you're not going to do it on your own. You have to have a guru, a spiritual guide. So you have to allow that spiritual guide, guru, to train you how to control your mind. The uncontrolled mind is the worst enemy of the living entity. And again, we've all experienced that. Mind tells you to say silly things, do stupid things, and then chastises you for doing it. So one who's intelligent gets that right away and makes a strong endeavor to control the mind. Otherwise, you will be just pushed here and there. Chanchalam hi mana Krishna. This mind is chanchala, and to control it is more difficult than controlling the wind. But we have to make the endeavor. And when Krishna sees that we're making that endeavor to control the mind, then he will give us the intelligence how to do so. But if we don't care, you know, if we maintain this I don't care attitude, which everybody has nowadays practically, they don't care until something is coming towards them. You see? What they put out in the world, I don't care, get out of my way. numero uno. But when something comes towards them, why you look at me like that? They become very sensitive. So that sensitivity has to be shown outwards, not just inwards. I'm sensitive about my situation, what people think about me, what people say about me, but I don't care what I say to others and do to others. No. We being trained, first of all, control the mind. And with the controlled mind, you will interact properly, first of all, with the devotees. We live in a community. If we can't interact nicely with devotees, how are we going to interact nicely with the non-devotees? It's not possible. Not possible. So part of our training in Krishna consciousness is how to interact properly with devotees, which means being trained to see those on a higher level, those on the same level, those on a not as high level. That is, those are the three distinctions that are made. Not by us, but by the acharyas. They're training us. That one should see those on a higher level in a way that one wants to render service. Prabhupada says there are two things. There's daya and there's seva. Seva goes up. In other words, you give service to those who are on a higher platform. And daya goes down, mercy. In other words, you don't really have to go out and chant. You don't have to do it. It's recommended. So when you go out and chant, that's daya. That's you're being merciful. You're allowing the mercy. Not that I'm actually merciful, but we're allowing the mercy that's coming from the Lord to flow through us to those who need it. So daya and seva. Seva goes up to those on a higher platform. Daya channel down to those. Where is the evidence then that we've gotten the mercy of the Lord? Because it's mentioned here that the demons, they don't get liberated because they deserve it. They get liberated because of the desire of the Lord and the mercy of the Lord. So how do we know when we have the mercy of the Lord? How do we know? How do we know when we have the Lord's mercy? Hare Krishna. Yes. That's one way. But Shastric evidence and Shastric reference, we're followers of Gaurinitai through our spiritual master. We've joined this movement of Lord Chaitanya. So Lord Chaitanya, it's mentioned very, very clearly how we know when we have Lord Chaitanya's mercy. And it's also related to the liberation that the demons get. Kaivalya narakayate chidashapur akasha pushpayate. Durdang tandire sarpakata prokaya dangstrayate. Vishwam purna sakayate vidimahendradis chakitayate. Yakkaruna kataksha vaivavavatam tam goram evastumak. So that last line says that one who has received the merciful sidelong glance of Lord Chaitanya, not even a full stare, just a sidelong glance. These are the things that give evidence that you've received that merciful sidelong glance of Lord Chaitanya. So the first one, we all know, Kaivalyam Narakayate. This merging into the Lord's existence is hellish for a devotee. They don't want it. They'd rather go and serve in hell than to merge into the Lord's existence. So Kaivalyam Narakayate. Chidashapur Akasha Pushpayate. Chidashapur is the name of the abode of the demigods, heavenly planets. Akasha Pushpa means sky flowers. Akasha means sky, Pushpa is flower. So to live in the abode of the demigods, which all the pious followers of the Vedas want, they want to be elevated to heavenly planets. For a devotee, it's just like sky flowers or phantasmagoria, in other words. Two ways of looking at it. If you throw some flowers up in the sky, do they stay? No, they come back. So to rise up to the demigod platform, you're going to come back down. You're going to come back down. Then, Durdang Tendriya Kala Sarpa Patalai Prodkata Dangstrayate. The senses, sense of sight, smell, touch, taste, genital, all these senses are like poisonous snakes. And therefore, those who are not on the personal path, the impersonalists, they tend to want to get away from society. They want to go hide in a cave somewhere and practice their spiritual because they're afraid of the senses being tempted. But for a devotee, the devotees can stay in the cities and preach. Because if you're actually a devotee of the Lord, your senses are fully under control. Just like the tortoise can extend his limbs and pull them in when he wants to, the devotee can act like that. Not that a devotee never uses his senses. No, we're not stone. But the devotee uses the senses under his control. sees what he wants to see, not just whatever is out there. Hears what he wants to hear, not just whatever is available in the ether. Even can get married and use a genital, but under his control for producing Christian conscious children, not just because the wife smiles. Prophet said right here in this room, it's not that every time the wife smiles, there should be sex life. No, you have to control your senses. So the devotees are sense controlled. So the poisonous snakes, the senses are compared to poisonous snakes. But for the devotees, they're like snakes but have no teeth. If a cobra came in here right now, we would all run. But if you know that cobra has been defanged, as they say, the fangs have been taken out, then you're not afraid. And then the last, third line, Bhishmam Purna Sukhayate. This one is not so easy to understand because the devotee sees the Bhishma, the universe, as being full of pleasure. Bhishmam Purna Sukhayate. How is that? You people are always saying this is a miserable place, it's temporary. So how can you see it as being full of pleasure? Because they see Krishna everywhere. That's why. They're not just seeing the bum on the corner, rolling around in his own vomit. They're not seeing the big, highly respected thieves. They take these big positions and their only business is stealing from the public. So everywhere you look, you can find misery, something to make you miserable. But if you're actually a devotee of the Lord, then you see the Lord in everybody's heart. That's why we go out and chant. We know, even though this woman is drunk, in her heart, Krishna is there. And Krishna is telling her, hey, stay and dance with these guys. And she did, and she made so much progress just from doing that. She took home a book. So even though she was drunk as a skunk, her spiritual life has begun. So that's why devotees are happy to go out. They're happy to chant. They're happy to serve the deities. They're happy to serve prasadam. They're happy. Everything happy because they see Krishna. They're doing it for Krishna's pleasure, not just for their own pleasure. Vidhi mahendradi sakitayate. That's the last statement. Vidhi means Lord Brahma. It's not the name of Brahma. Mahendra, not the name of Lord Shiva. Vidhi mahendradi sakitayate. Kita means insignificant insect. So does that mean that the devotees are thinking Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva to be insignificant insects? No. They see the position as being like that. They're not aspiring to become, because you can become Brahma. You can become Kashyapa. You can become a Prajapati. Sometimes people read the Vedic literature and they see these Prajapatis, they have so many wives and produce so many children. Oh, I would love to be a Prajapati. So you can be, if that's your desire. You can be Lord Brahma if you're qualified. But the devotees are so full of happiness from executing devotional service that they're not aspiring for the position of Lord Brahma or Lord Shiva. That's what it means. So this is how we know we have the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. If we don't want to merge into the Lord's existence, we don't want to go to heavenly planets, we're not afraid of the senses because we've controlled them by the mercy of the Lord. We see happiness everywhere because we're seeing seva everywhere. That's what makes you happy. The devotees are happy. And they are happy in association of other devotees. A pure devotee, some devotees, they say, I want to stay away from the society because I don't see any devotees worth it. So, no. Then if you don't think the devotees are worth associating, then elevate them. Don't run away from them. The pure devotees, when they go somewhere, like Prabhupada came to America, zero devotees here. So what does he do? Oh, let me go back to India. Well, he thought about it. But more than that, he went out and made devotees. Because devotees always want to associate with other devotees. If I'm in a place where there are no devotees, then I make devotees. Try at least to make devotees. So these are some of the points from today's purport. We went a little bit over. Sorry for that. Gantara Shrimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai.